This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and it is Happy Friday to you. Although I mentioned midweek here in South Africa this week, we had a public holiday, so it almost feels like a Tuesday today, but it's weekend, so I'm going to take it, if you don't mind. And it's going to be short and sweet for me today. We're chatting to Rebecca McKee, a little bit about her Ironman bike. I've got tons on the go, so I can't chat too long, but yeah, I hope you enjoy my chat with Rebecca. That's coming up next. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands, a Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA to High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. We chat some cycling here on the Kona Edge today as we head back to Anchorage in Alaska to catch up with Rebecca McKee. Rebecca, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Rebecca, you are a self-confessed machine on the bike. Looking at your splits and just sort of how strong you are, it's obviously something you really love. Where did this sort of love and ability on the bike come from?
Well, I'll tell you, I was a tomboy growing up, and I was the only girl in the neighborhood that had a bike, and so I was cool, and I was always allowed to go hang out with the boys and ride with the boys, but I've always, you know, kind of been that girl that got to ride with the boys. And when I met my husband, he was a cyclist, a big-time mountain biker. He talked me into getting a mountain bike and moving into, you know, doing some bike racing, and he's a phenomenal cyclist, and I kid around that I spend the majority of my time chasing this man. And it sounds like a good thing, but it's actually kind of epically frustrating because he's very strong on the bike, and I spend a lot of time just kind of, you know, wondering why I ride with him. But and all kidding aside, it's challenging and it pushes my limits. And of course, my coach, Cliff English, is really great and quick to capitalize on my strengths. And the way he works my workouts and works on the strengths on my bike have really, I think, helped me as well. But I just like to throw in, I love riding. It's really my very favorite thing to do. And I have too many bikes to confess to on your show. And I really enjoy being on the bike. So I think that makes a difference too.
Well, I mean, having that base, growing up riding a bicycle makes such a big difference. And not everyone has the luxury of that. It's something that you've had over the years. But for somebody getting in the sport, is that the key? Is just go out and ride. Don't stress too much about intervals and this and that. Just initially spend time on your bike, get comfortable on the bike, and build a massive base.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe this. You know, the bike that I rode as a kid, I literally like pieced that thing together from neighborhood parts and pieces and made that bike work. And all the other kids had nice fancy bikes. And I had this, you know, crazy bike that probably had a banana seat on it. And I worked hard to keep up with those boys because they weren't going to be better than me. And, you know, I look at riding with my husband and then my coach Cliff English and what he's contributed. And then another really significant contributor to how I ride, old professional. I don't know how to classify him. He's probably going to kill me for saying that. Benjamin Day, having a conversation with him, good friend of mine. He told me at one point, just go ride your bike, Beck, just go out and ride. Don't take your meter. Don't care what it is. Put it at the end of the day after your workouts. Just go ride your bike. And so I think, you know, about 5-6 years ago, I would get to the end of the day and I would just go ride my bike for an hour. And I think that those hour bike rides significantly contributed to me becoming stronger on the bike because I was just out riding.
Absolutely. Looking at gadgets and the like, power meters, heart rate monitors, how big a role does that play in what you do now?
Well, I have a Quark power meter. I ride a CompuTrainer. I have, you know, the Garmin meters that tell me all the data. I upload all of that stuff. We definitely use it. I'm not going to deny the usage and how important it is. And I absolutely ride by power during my races, and I hit my target power, my target cadence, I mean, dead on. I'm very, very regimented in following the plan on those levels. But I will say that it's nice to put that stuff in a drawer sometimes and just go out and enjoy the day.
Absolutely. As far as your favorite sort of workouts on the bike go, what do you love doing? What can you do over and over and over?
Well, I am a hill climber. I very much enjoy going uphill, which is funny because I don't really enjoy coming down as much. And I've actually ridden up hills and gotten rides back to the bottom. and I'm a little bit better about it now, but I can remember times where I was like, just take me in the car to the bottom. So, you know, I very much enjoy a good hill climb. I like doing hill repeats. Maybe it's part of that suffering thing. I always think to myself, when they hurt really badly, that if I can suffer like that, that I can definitely ride, you know, 112 miles, that kind of idea. So I like to do a lot of hill work.
Looking at racing on the Big Island, you mentioned that you've ridden hours and hours and hours and hours in Kona, and you could probably ride that bike course with your eyes closed. For someone who has qualified or is going to be qualifying and going, would you advise going out a long time before and just getting comfortable on that bike course? Because it's very different to what most people have ever ridden.
This is a good question. And I think that the answer is really where you live and where you're coming from. Being from Alaska and having the race be in October, we don't have the ability to get outside basically beginning of September. It's cold, it's raining, it's miserable out, it's dangerous. And then to go to Kona and try to run, you know, ride in the heat and the wind and fry like an ant under a magnifying glass, you know, I think that it's smart to probably get to Kona earlier. If you live someplace where you can spend time outside biking and you can be in the heat and you can be in the wind, I don't know if it's as important to get there. The thing about Kona is that it is not a technical course. It is literally you get on a road, you make a couple of turns, and you come back. And you make a couple of turns and you're done. And so the actual technical side of riding Kona is not significant. It's just the wind and the heat there. Those are the two things that make that course a world championship course, that make it so challenging. And so I think it depends on where you're coming from and what you're typically exposed to. But if you're not exposed to wind where you live, you probably want to come to Kona. But the flip side of that, coming over early and spending a lot of time and energy fighting the wind, if you're not used to riding in it, that's going to take something away from you too. And so, you know, that definitely has to be a personal decision for sure.
Such a fine balance indeed. So Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to talking about your run next time out.
Thank you for having me.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it. Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Kona Edge. Don't forget, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes, come on, end my week on a high. I'd love to hear from you in that rating and review, and I'll give you a shout-out on Monday here on the podcast. It literally only takes you a couple of seconds, and it helps us out hugely. You have no idea. It really bumps us up in the rankings on iTunes, and every time we get a review, I can really see the download numbers climb. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I would appreciate it massively, and keep fingers crossed that I get that email this weekend, and hopefully I can share that news that I mentioned on yesterday's podcast with you early next week. Have yourself a superb weekend. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.